All right, so when I was thinking about a story today, I was thinking about something that's coming up. What's happening on Monday?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. And it got me to thinking how in the Bible, there are lots of memorials. Now, for me growing up, you know, I didn't know really until a few years ago that technically Memorial Day is just supposed to be for soldiers. Because my family growing up, they called it Decoration Day. And we would go and we would remember our family members who are resting in the grave until Jesus comes, and we would decorate their graves just kind of so, you know, they don't know anything, but it's just kind of, it's a memorial that there was someone, there's still people that loved that person, and so Memorial Day. And so I got to thinking about different memorials that God has given us in the Bible, and the first one that came to mind is today. Today, when we come to church on Sabbath, we are remembering a memorial of creation. And Jesus told us to remember that day to keep it holy. And it tells us it's because he is the creator. So God gave us a memorial of creation that we celebrate not just once a year. We come every Sabbath and we celebrate the memorial of creation. And then God, he knew that we remember things better if we have something to think about, to remember about. So God gave him still more things. So a rainbow is a memorial that Jesus will not destroy the whole earth. We still have floods, but the whole earth would never be covered with water again because God gave that promise of the rainbow. So when we see a rainbow, that's a memorial. And then when we got up to the time of Moses, there are several things that God gave the children of Israel to help them remember things. He gave them memorials to celebrate, like the yearly Memorial Day we have. So they had the Passover and several other celebrations that helped them to remember right then. And as we get more and more, as we study our Bible, we understand that those are also memorials of things that Jesus fulfilled. And so we have those kinds of memorials we can look at. So I am just happy that God knew, since he made us, he knew how our brains work. And so he gave us these things to help us to remember him.